It's your man Josie Moe, a.k.a. Joe Murder. And every time I'm online, I gotta check out nappyafro.com for hip-hop reviews and more. Get at me!
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the Bastard Child of the Internet Podcast Community. This is the Frocast, episode 163. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Broke Nigga in the Strip Club. And I'm sitting there with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the Black Matthew Dellavedova.
God damn. I mean, he's having the best week ever.
Best week ever.
Shit. I mean, they giving him MVP chance.
Bruh. And man, listen, he deserved it too. Goddamn.
This nigga is the Eminem of basketball right now. But the reason for my AKA this week, I went to a bachelor party last weekend. It was at a strip club in Austin. So when my boy hit me up, he's like, yo, I'm going to be up there. He's in Houston now. So him coming to Austin for a bachelor party, I was already like, what? He said, yeah, we coming up there to hit a strip club. I'm like, for what, nigga? And he showed me the two clubs. I'm like, it's not really my deal. You know, I imagine that with 4% black people here, maybe 6%, there's not going to be many strip clubs that I want to go to, especially coming from St. Louis in a dirty hole, if y'all know what that's about. So, anyway, I get off work at 12:30. I'm pussyfooting around because I don't want to go. My boy is like, yo, you got to come out. So I roll out to that bitch about 2 o'clock in the morning. And as soon as I get there, I immediately understand that this is a different strip club. The gravel parking lot, 3-4 niggas standing there to give me a ticket so I can park. Then when he tell me where to park, he like, yeah, just back in. Back in? Nigga, this a whole lot. I'm going to get out. But anyway, welcome in the club, and it's all black people. Like, all the black people in Austin are at this strip club.
Okay. I feel a little better about the story now.
I did, too. You know what I'm saying? I roll in. I see one of the cats that play on the local football team here. You know, they got the semi-pro league. Yeah. One of the cats that was working out at the gym is there. He sees me immediately. Dropped 2 beers on me. As soon as I come in, yo, what's up, my nigga? Bloom, bloom. I was like, oh, shit. Before I even see my boy. Then I see him and let him know why I'm there. He give my boy 2 beers. Boom, boom. Give him some jello shots. We ain't paid for shit yet. I'm like, this might be the spot. Turn around, look to the left. Stripper's asshole naked. I know I'm in the right spot now. I understand what's going on. So here I am thinking I'm doing something. I brought $100 for my boy to dance. You know, that's all for him. The security guard is walking around with ones. He holding up the stacks, right? So here I am. I'm like, yo, I done already spent in a little bit. Let me get this last 80 from old boy so we be straight. I ain't got to go back out front. I gave him the 80. He looked at it and gave it the stank face and then held up a rack. So the ones he carrying is a rat, nigga.
Oh.
So he was like, he gave the motion to give some more money. I was like, shit, I ain't got no more money. Get my money back. So the next thing I hear is the DJ. These broke niggas in here tonight. All these broke motherfuckers in here tonight looking at the strippers like they looking at the fish in the fish tank. You broke niggas need to go home. You ain't got no money. I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. So I'm right that came to the strip club and got into some drama. I spent $100 on this bitch, but that ain't enough. I gotta spend a rack. Who was going to the strip club with a rack, nigga?
Hey, these niggas doing it. These dope boys hustle just to go to the strip club in the weekend. Man, this shit crazy.
Nigga, this was the dirtiest. Outside of the dirty hole of St. Louis, this is the dirtiest strip club I've ever been to in my life.
But I bet the strip, I bet the lap dancers were $5.
There wasn't no cost.
Oh, what, no cops?
What, no, nigga, I'm standing there. I gave my boy a dance, right? And this chick that was in there looked like Jill Scott. I saw her when I came in. I didn't say shit. So one of the dudes that was in the wedding party, sent her over to me. So she came with me and immediately started dancing.
There's y'all no conversation. Know the story. I got boho written all over him. They sent him a stripper that looked like Jill Scott. But go ahead.
Apparently. Because she's bad as shit.
Like the nigga with the chew sticks and he barely...
It must have been the dope man Nikes I had on. They was like, yeah, that nigga right there. So she immediately comes over and start dancing. Like, she barely got in front of me and just started dancing. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, hold on. I said, my boy right there, this is bachelor party. Wear him out. She go over and start dancing with him. Now he got 3 dances on him. The other chick turned around to me, leaned on the back of the couch because we're in the VIP area, and opened the goddamn legs. Mm. And opened the lips. Full pussy out. I could have dropped a quarter in that motherfucker if I wanted.
All right. I come to Austin. I want to go there. You sold me on the place already. It's all right.
Put it this way, Jern. If you go up in that bitch.
What's the name of it? Something like Tootsies or something. You probably got a name
Austin,
like.
Austin Show Babes or something like that. So
Black Knight. They probably got White Knight and Black Knight, man.
Nah, dog. If you YouTube it, it's legit.
Okay.
They got some fake asses, but they get asshole naked in this spot. And hey, allegedly, I would say that if you ask one of them to fuck, you could.
Listen, I'm pretty sure. If it ain't no price, man, hey, I'm so. I'm going Southwest coming to fucking Austin.
When I always South by Southwest, yeah.
No, I'm talking about Southwest Airlines.
Oh, yeah. You going to pay for it, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm coming to Austin, man. Fuck that.
This trip.
We're going to have a week. Me, Easy, Blue, we all come to Saw Right House. We're going to crash in your apartment. We gonna, hey, it's going to be great.
That's where GQ Blue's bachelor party going to be.
And Blue going to be like, nah, fellas, I need my own space. I need the top floor at the finest 4-star hotel in town. I can't. It's meager accommodations. It's just not fit for the, you know, the pocket square king.
Right. I don't blame him. Put no damn 3-piece suit on in somebody's apartment. That's just not right.
Sorry, do you have your own dry cleaner in the apartment complex?
Absolutely not, bro. No butlers. No butlers, dog. You need to stay downtown.
So I only have an ironing board, my nigga. Iron shit. I'm old school.
You iron on the floor?
I want the bed. I put a towel on the bed.
Hell no. Nah. That's some bullshit. But yeah, I had to share that story because I'm like, Jerry would appreciate this.
Yes.
I really do believe it was a brothel. I'm just going to say
that. You ain't Snapchat none of this?
I couldn't. So that's the other thing. The niggas I'm with was so picture happy with the hoes that they had to come shut down the picture taking because they had the flash on too. So the security sent somebody over there. Nah, no pictures. He's like, bro, this is my boy's bachelor party. We from out of town. No pictures. He's like, you can even take the picture. We just want one picture. No pictures. So yeah, I couldn't get none of that. I know Tracy May got on me for not Snapchatting. I couldn't, but I also said it's because I think this place is a brothel. You can't have that kind of activity. You're not supposed to be able to touch the strippers, right?
It depends on the place.
Nigga, I seen strippers grabbing dicks.
Hey, one stripper told me, she's like, no, you got to slap my ass. I was like, oh, excuse me. I was trying to be gentlemanly about it. She's like, no, you got to slap this ass. So I'm like, bop. I hit her like she had done something wrong.
And she liked that shit, man. I'm telling you, this is that spot. This is that spot. Jill Scott had a dollar in her ass and she twerked for a whole song. With dollars in her ass. Disappeared. Dollars disappeared. They was grabbing people's dicks.
Man. It's all right, man. That sounds like my type of place right there. How much it cost to get in?
$20 to get in. $10 a park, $10 to get in.
Damn! I guess it's perfect for free lap dancing.
Hey, they ain't say nothing about no cost, though. I'm telling you, they just came in and started dancing. And they was raking up.
You get ones while they dancing on you, right?
Yeah, you definitely got to get ones while they dancing.
Okay, so yeah, I see what that covers. Like, because the bitches that charge me per lap dance, you don't get no ones.
Absolutely
like,
not.
That's how I am. Like, if I pay $10 for this lap dance, you're not getting no more. Because you already got five or ten, whatever.
That's the same way I do these people delivery folks.
If you just dance on me, then yeah, you might make more money dancing on me without covering the little $5 or $10.
Absolutely.
You know, hey, you do a good job, you might get $20.
Absolutely. And fellas, if you get a chance, go to strip club with a woman.
Man, the women are one. So much nicer, nigga.
Just have one with you. That's all you need is one, nigga. It changes the whole dynamic.
Unless she like one of the niggas, then she gonna be looking at thirsty ass nigga. They ain't gonna treat her like that. It gotta be a girl. If you go with a girl, nigga, they will treat you differently.
It's a totally different ball game, bro. I swear to God. But I didn't mean to derail the show with that. I just want to share that experience.
It's broadcast. It's what we do, man.
Because I don't have any friends, so I have to tell you know the four friends I got. Be easy.
All right, what do you mean? You are an internet celebrity, man. You have plenty of friends. You have friends you don't even know about.
Stop.
Somebody out there that's a fan of the show that been listening to 162 episodes of us talking bullshit. They're like, yo, I really feel like I know Saul Wright. I know the story about his hair catching on fire. And I mean, I know all that shit.
Don't say that, man. Yeah, it's shit, nigga. We got topics this week. You know what I'm saying? It may not seem like we got topics. We got topics. I want to start off talking about your boy Gucci Mane. Yeah, we're going to get right into some music shit.
Contractual obligations.
Contractual. We got to get a check, man. What the fuck is this Trap God exhibit?
Listen, man. These young niggas, first of all, this is a Trap God exhibit. in an actual is an exhibit of Gucci Mane, artwork of Gucci Mane, and just shit that's inspired by Gucci Mane, the people he's inspired, and they have a fucking art exhibit in an actual trap house. What I think, the younger generation, they look at Gucci Mane like an icon. I was talking to a young nigga the other day. He was probably about 22 years old. I said, yo, give me your top three rappers. He was like, man, I don't know, but I know Gucci in my top three, and he ain't number two. I mean, he ain't number three. I was like, well, he ain't in your top three, then he ain't your top two. And, you know, it's a lot of young kids that really feel like Gucci Mane is an icon. Like, they put him on Jay-Z level. They like, I don't know, man. Wow. But, you know, they really love Gucci. And you can tell by the artists that he has, you know, sprung in the ATL, the whole ATL music scene. They all pay homage to Gucci. Like, the New York niggas pay homage to Jay-Z. Like, yo, that shit crazy.
I mean, so it said in that video, it said that he's a legend.
He's a legend. He said, be part of history. Like, I mean, it had a line wrapped around the building. Like, yo, it's just, like, I don't understand how it happened, man. I really don't. Gucci Mane had, I mean, once when him and Jeezy got into the little beef back in the day and Jeezy dropped the Stay Strapped, I thought that was the end of Gucci's career. But the motherfucker got bigger after that. Like, I guess killing the nigga got him that street credibility. And but listen, man, I don't get it. But the niggas, like, yo, he's a fucking legend.
You know, he's a modern day legend. You didn't give the full layout of the exhibit. So outside of the art, there's from the images I saw, there's baking powder.
Yes.
There's piano with some white substance on it.
Yes.
There's AKs. I don't know how legit they are, but there's AKs.
I'm pretty sure we talk about it's a Gucci Mane. It's got to be real. It's got to be authentic.
Got to be authentic. Bitches. So yeah, you got topless bitches like if we're talking about the Carter Projects. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cooking crack. They in there like they cooking crack and shit, yo. The shit is fucking nuts, man.
This shit is crazy as fuck. And they said, I just want to set this up. Please be open-minded. Mm-hmm. I want to let people experience the fantasy of the trap house.
Experience the culture. See, that's the thing that people understand. The fantasy of the trap house? No, no, no. For some niggas, trapping is a way of life. That's how they motherfucking eat. They putting their life on the line every day to make money because they can't get a job doing nothing else. But for these new niggas that thinking that working McDonald's and hustle, you know, on their off time or they go to college and they hustle again, they think that shit is a fantasy. No, that's real life. So that's why I said these TV got a lot of these young niggas fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the streets ain't for everybody. Like, real street niggas. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas ain't, it ain't nothing glorified about that shit, man. Like, that's one of the toughest jobs in the world, man, selling drugs, man. Think about it. It's all right. Some days, if your spot ain't jumping, let's say you just starting out, you might sit out, let's say if you a corner hustler, let's say you sit on the block all fucking day, all fucking night, and you ain't made nothing but $150.
Nigga, I'm mad.
Exactly. You upset.
I'm fucking mad.
Then you gotta worry about the police. Then you gotta worry about niggas robbing you. Then you just gotta worry about, you know what I'm saying? Just like, yo, this shit is fucking, if your spot not jumping, then to get to the point where your trap house booming and you got motherfuckers running in and out, like, yo, that shit nuts. Like, yo, this is a crazy lifestyle. I don't understand nobody that glorifies that shit. They glorify the money, but the actual work that goes into getting that money, man, nobody wanna do that shit. The people you gotta deal with, like, man, crackheads and drug addicts and dope fiends, them the people, man, come on, man. You don't want to deal with the people all day long, man.
So it's better like dealing with a crackhead, motherfucker trying to talk to you all proper and polite, and they smell like asshole. That's the worst shit ever, nigga.
Nigga looking like death.
Nigga, he's that's...
You just looking at him like, you know, sometimes they ain't even saying nothing. The motherfucker just showing you the money, you handing them, you know, this shit is just like, and then it's like all day process. Like crack, like people that used to sell crack, I don't know if they still sell crack now. I don't know nobody to sell crack. I think the message is out. The memo is out on crack. Like, yo, niggas just don't do crack. It's other drugs out here. But, you know, the whole crack epidemic. When niggas used to be in the crack house all night, like, yo, man, niggas used to sit there like the smell of crack. The niggas in there smoking weed, cigarettes. You might have a crackhead that want to smoke in there. Like, shit is crazy. Up all night. So these new niggas is glorifying this shit. Like, yo, it's not really, the glory is in the money, but not in the work, man.
Shit, I don't even understand why this shit has to happen. Why does this exhibit need to happen?
These young niggas glorify Gucci. And then, like they said, the fantasy of being in it. They want to know how it feels to be in a trap house so bad. So they try to recreate it. But that ain't what a trap house looked like, so all right. No. You know what I'm saying? No. Trap house is a empty ass. It might be a couch in there. It's a lot of motherfucking smoke. video game system is a must. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, search is required.
Yeah, niggas take out boxes everywhere because you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, come on. It's not glory about a trap house.
And the thing that bothered me the most, well, not the most, one of the things that bothered me was that he said the trap culture.
Culture.
Now, understand that there's two different definitions for culture. One of them is that, you know, if you got a bunch of people that believe and act the same way, that's a culture. It distinguishes you from another group of people. Another definition of culture is what they use for bacteria. So bacteria grows. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's the latter.
Yes.
That's trap culture. You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit. I really hope that this doesn't happen longer than a day. It's not active now, is it?
I don't know, man. I just saw the video. Maybe it's, I don't know if it's active now. We have to talk to it. I'm going to look it up after the show. Maybe some of our ATL listeners can go check it out. Let us know about the Trap God exhibit. You know, we just seen the video, and we had to talk about it with the people, because some of y'all might not know about it.
Fuck happened to Atlanta? It used to be beautiful.
Hey, man, Atlanta, listen, the trap culture, man, took over Atlanta.
Shit.
Everybody, like you heard in the video, everybody's talking about jugging and finessing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the T.I. era, the trap with all that, the
snap music and all that shit.
It's just like the, you know, the T.I., he ushered in like that. Well, I ain't gonna say T.I., it was before him. It was like Pastor Troy and all that shit. Like, you know, Atlanta went from like the outcast goodie mob Atlanta to like, oh, nigga, we hood now. This the city, you know what I'm saying? You know, all that, no more playing GA. It turned into that Atlanta. And then it just never let go. And then, you know, it just, like, you still got the end of the dancing shit came in. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, ATL always been dancing, but the little snap shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit came in. Then, but that still didn't let go of that hood shit. The hood shit coming out of Atlanta still running shit. You know, and that just turned into Atlanta. You got a whole bunch of, think about it, a nigga 19 now, he grew up listening to nothing but trap music. You know what I'm saying? Talk about goddamn T.I. and all that dope boys and the trap niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's all he grew up on. So what you think? That's the culture now. You got a whole bunch of niggas like that.
God damn, man.
Yeah.
I guess Atlanta is still... Well, shit, it's just Atlanta, man. I don't even know how to expound on that shit.
Still the Motown of the South. Still the Mecca, the Jewel of the South.
I guess it's something. Speaking of some more hip-hop, we're going to keep it hip-hop as much as possible. Yes.
First segment is all music.
All music. NWA music.
Your Beezy can turn it off after we get through turn.
And I'm sure he will. He'll be like, this is some bullshit. The NWA movie is coming out. I believe it's later on this year.
August, I think.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And, you know, there's people upset about it.
NWA movie called Straight Outta Compton, just for, you know.
Make sure we let the people know, get them checks. You wouldn't imagine who's mad about this movie.
He's dead.
God damn, John. Jesus Christ.
All right, that first name came to mind.
Shit. No, not
Jerry Heller.
What'd you say?
Jerry Heller?
No, he's not upset. At least not vocally, not yet. let's go with MC Ren. MC Ren is mad because he feels like, first of all, he hasn't seen the movie. But he's mad that he hasn't been featured in the trailers. So he's mad because he's assuming that he's not included in this movie. Now, if I'm going to make a movie about NWA, I'm going to make sure that I show copious amounts of Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube.
Yeah.
That's my movie.
Who's the other two niggas is what I would ask. Like, what's the other two? Is it, how many? It was five niggas in NWA?
It was five niggas.
So the other two niggas was... Ren and Yellow, right? And
Yellow, exactly.
Now listen, okay. In Ren's defense, yes, you were part of NWA. Yes, you wrote rhymes. Yes, you know what I'm saying? You were a part of the group, but it was just a trailer, dude. Calm down. They don't show everything. Trailers are only showing, you know, a little bit. I mean, of course they're going to have to include you, dog. If they don't include you in the movie, then cry fall. But you, like you said, you never seen the movie yet.
You ain't seen the fucking movie.
And they might be saving the best for last. Like, yo, Ren had the best part. Like,
if I gotta get asses in the seats, I'm showing Ice Cube, Eazy-E, and Dr. Dre.
Them three names everybody know.
That's what I'm showing. It's not a slight to you.
People might be like, yo, that's that dude from the porn. I seen him because, you know, he started doing porn and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. So, yes.
Wow, I didn't know that shit.
Yes.
You went from wrecking households to wrecking hoes.
Yes.
I guess, nigga. Hey, I just don't understand. It's too early to be mad. It's too early to be mad. And he went on a full tirade with this shit, too.
Yes, you ain't seen this shit. So calm down, Ren. Calm down, man. They're gonna if they, listen, if they don't show you in the movie, then yes. But I mean, let's be honest, Ren. You don't deserve that much of the movie.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, look. What I'm he said saying. Was, the work that I put into them records is disrespectful to me, my family, and my fans.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-oh.
Did they pay you for the record? did you get compensated for that? Okay. So now you looking at this movie that you haven't seen, this trailer out for 3 minutes, mm-hmm. or however long the trailer was, you upset because you ain't see yourself in there one time?
Maybe the casting's so bad that you saw yourself and didn't know that was you.
Exactly. You like, yo, why is Terrence Howard playing me in the movie? You probably didn't know.
What's going on, Eazy-E, man? What's going on, Dr. Dre, man? Ring.
I play all rappers in movies from now.
I'm MC Ren, man. I should have been yelling, man. Yeah, it's a little early.
DJ, man. Yeah, they got Wesley playing yellow.
This shit is just, it's too early. It's too early to be upset, man.
August 14th is when the movie hits theaters.
Hey, are you going opening weekend?
I only go see like big time, like I only go to movies on opening weekend is the yearly Marvel movie whenever it comes out, you know what I'm saying, around about May, June. So I went seeing just came out, Avengers.
Yeah.
Last year it was X-Men, you know what I'm saying, so that's the only time I go opening weekend. Other than that, you know how I get my movies, man.
I hear you. So you out there with the people with the shirts and masks and shit on, you out there with the nerds.
Well, I take that back. I don't go like at midnight, I go like that Friday.
Okay.
You know, so it'd be like that 5 o'clock show, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
You know, something like that. You know, but it still be them same motherfuckers be there because I always ask them questions after the movie because I don't read comic books.
We don't read comics.
I don't know nothing about them. So when I'm asking questions, like I'm like, yo, who was that guy? Why was he doing this? What? Why did y'all get all excited when this part? You know, and they be like, oh, that's and they tell you, and I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? So
that's dangerous, man. You might fuck around and be in a 3 hour conversation. You ask one of the motherfuckers.
No. I know how to walk away. That's the thing. Like, I'm gonna ask you another question while you still talking and change the subject. Like, you know what I'm saying? Keep me long.
Definitely gotta be careful about that shit. More music, man. We got more music on deck.
More music on deck, man.
Apparently Drake is in the news for talking shit about K-Dot, allegedly. I think it was a bit veiled.
Yeah.
I don't know that was a legit shot. Yeah. The only thing he said was, I could take all of his fans if I didn't go pop and stayed on that conscious shit. I don't know that that's ever been true. Mm. Like, people that fuck with you, I don't think that people fuck with y'all the same. I think Drake's fans are mostly chicks, probably, at this point.
No, man, Drake got a lot of dude fans, bruh.
You think he got more dude fans than K-Dot?
He got more fans than K-Dot, period.
Ooh. That's true, but we're talking about percentages. And we're talking about percentages of fans.
I mean,
more dudes fuck with K-Dot or Drake?
Now, I'm going to say this. Let me see. Like, Drake probably got more. Yeah, you're right. K-Dot probably got more dudes. I don't know. Listen, like I said, Drake probably got just as many dude fans as K-Dot got, man.
I don't know, from all the flack we hear about Drake being
soft. Look, niggas hate on Drake in public, but listen to Drake in private.
Mm.
That's the thing. Niggas hate, it's cool to hate on Drake. It's the it thing to hate on Drake, but you listen to him in your car. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. So that's what I think it is. Niggas will hate on Drake, but listen to his music.
What was the point of him taking this shot?
Because that's what niggas do. Drake, it's hip-hop is a competitive thing, man. Once Kendrick dropped that Control verse, he opened up the floodgates and niggas start taking shots at each other, and it's not really a big deal. It's a competitive shot. It's just like, you know, like, hey, nigga, keep the bars up. Niggas was getting, like, he probably felt like niggas was getting lazy with the rhymes again. So, hey, let me say some shit. Boom, make niggas keep their bars up. You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's what it is, man. You need to talk to Lil Wayne, Drake. That's what you need to talk about, getting their bars up. today. Ooh. That's none of my business.
Hey, he should have been talking to him for about 5 or 6 years now.
Nah, stop it, Saul Ray.
Just saying, man.
Lil Wayne still had it.
He still had what?
He still had it in 2010.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
He dropped those ceilings, dog, in 2009. That was his greatest mixtape ever.
Lil Wayne is like...
He came out and dropped 6'7". So let's not, you know what I'm saying? So let's not sit here and say Wayne ain't have it 5-6 years ago, Saul Ray.
Lil Wayne is the nigga that outperforms at the combine and don't do shit in the game.
Beezy belly like that. 3 years ago, yes, you can have it. 5, no.
Lil Wayne is the fastest nigga at the combine who don't do shit in the game. He'll run a fucking 4.4 flat 40 and then get in the game and do a bunch of side-to-side shit and don't get no positive yards. That's Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne was number one in the game. He ran the game for like 4 or 5 years, man.
The only reason he ran the game was because he was busy and he told y'all niggas he ran the game and y'all bought it.
He proved it. And listen, he got on tracks with niggas and ate their ass up. No homo. You know what I'm saying? Swagger like us. Wayne killed everybody.
Wayne gets over because of his delivery. That motherfucker rarely says anything that's worth shit.
Say the same thing about Kendrick Lamar. And it's the same thing. Niggas, like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, delivery is part of hip-hop. Wayne give you bars, man.
That's the part I...
6'7". 6'7". That was a couple years ago. Bars. He gave you a whole song of bars.
I need more than one fucking song for you to have stake the claim of being dope.
But he gave you like 100 from 05 to 09. That's what I'm saying. Carter 3, dopeness in Saul Wright's voice. Dopeness.
I don't know, man. I've always thought that Wayne was cool. I like, you know, some of the albums and shit like that. And I still think that Dr. Carter is one of the dopest hip hop songs ever written.
Damn.
Ever. I think that shit is fucking amazing.
Hey, look. Hey, I know people hate saying who got this song, but who got that song, man?
Who got that song?
Who had the best verse? Who had the
Dr. Carter?
Yes.
It was Wayne.
Oh, Dr. Carter. No.
I'm talking about Dr. Carter, just him.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of Mr. You know, hey, Mr. Carter. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah, no, Dr. Carter.
Some Dr. Carter. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was part two, wasn't it?
Yep. Which is my favorite Wayne album. It was my favorite Wayne album. I thought this shit was dope, but the substance of the cat, man. I'm just like, eh. But at the same time, did you see the new cut with Wale? I haven't even heard this shit yet. I just keep seeing the clips going on Facebook. It's Wale and
Matrimony.
Chris Brown? Yeah, Matrimony. They talking to, man, this song cool, but what the fuck is Wale talking about? He over-conceptualizing. What? So he's going too deep? He's giving you too many bars?
Listen, no. Wale is, man, that song is, man, listen.
Is it bad? I haven't heard it, so I can't defend it.
It's Wale and Usher, matter of fact.
Usher, okay.
Yeah, and it's Matt. I don't like Wale, and it's just like, you know, he always do that. He always incorporates Spanish in his raps. Like, why do he do that? Like, I don't like that. Rappy dude. You like, he say some shit. Like, what the fuck, man?
That's definitely his thing.
I don't like the song. It gets heavy play on the radio though. So, you know, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's not that.
It's not your style.
It sounds like a typical Wale song. Like, he always makes that type of music, like with an R&B nigga. Oh, and you know, it's just like, I don't know. He's been typecast already. Like, stop it, Wale.
This is true. If an R&B nigga wants one of them laid back hooks, it would definitely be Wale.
Yes. Wale shit. A Wale track. Like, all your songs starting to sound the same. Dude, all the stuff you release and dropping his hits, or, you know, dropping his singles, like, they all sound the same. Like,
yeah, even that cut he did on Jamie Foxx album, he was on that shit too.
Yes,
it's definitely a Wale.
All his big songs are like R&B ballads, except for No Hands. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, they all like them little ballads, man. Got you and what was the other one he had? He always had one that seemed like
He always got some shit coming out there, man. That's his lane. I get it. But motherfuckers is mad about that shit. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that shit.
I just don't listen to Wale, so he don't make me angry.
Yeah, and speaking of last week, you know, last week's show, you know, not being in the loop. I'm sorry I don't know Dej Loaf. I'm sorry, niggas.
Listen. Hey, Beezy was like, look, Beezy, it was so funny. As soon as he heard the Frocast, he called me. He was like, how come I posted something about every one of those guys? How do you guys not know them? I was like, easy, man. God damn, bro. Like,
hey, man, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Y'all don't mean the sign. I was like, we do. I was like, God damn. Just like, don't mean I'm going to listen to the music. I said, I'm not going to listen to it. Like, some shit I'm just not going to listen to. Like, I gave you chances. Like, with that little video with the two girls with the ski mask on. I was just like, yo, this shit not hot. Like, yo, I was just like, I mean, it's like, you know, visually it might be different, but the music, I'm just like, yo, who gives a fuck what they saying? Like, I just didn't care. You know?
And I didn't hear, like, I don't listen to regular radio. I try every once in a while, and it's not anything that's going to be playing.
Hey, listen to regular radio. Satellite radio only, man.
Man, I don't even listen to that no more because all my free subscriptions have ran out. So it's just the music
that's
I got.
$40 for 6 months, man. Come on, man.
Man, I ain't got no. Nah, I'm good. I'm paying for enough shit.
This man buy 30 pair of Jordans but complain about spending $8 for a year. Come on, man.
This is true, and I'm absolutely buying at least 4 pair of Jordans in December.
See what I'm saying?
This is absolutely correct.
$40 to ride around salary, and look, they got Foxhole Radio. You know about it.
This shit done fell off, though. Ain't no reason to pay for Foxhole no more.
Well, no, you just pay for XM, and you get all that anyway.
But I didn't listen to nothing when I had my trials, because I did the multiple email shit. Only thing I listened to was Foxhole. I didn't like the other stations. And you know, best hip-hop stations was, like, out of the UK.
You crazy.
Nigga, them, they play old-school hip-hop. That's what I was on.
So, they got a backspin. They got a station that play nothing but old-school.
That motherfucker just came around then because it wasn't around when David Fox was hot.
44 is a hip-hop nation. 45 is Shade. 45 and 46 is backspin.
And Shade 45 was 90% Drake when I listened to it.
Oh, my God.
And I turned that shit off.
Well, you must have had that bootleg. Yo, who hooked your shit up, man? Who hooked your shit up?
I told you it was the free trial. It was the free.
Oh, yeah, they must have had you. They must have had you streamlined or something. Like, you couldn't get too much. But that, I was just like, what? I
was
like,
man, Shade 45 was Drake every other song. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Man, my shit stayed on 44, 45, 46, 83 is ESPN Radio, and what else? And there's one fantasy channel that I keep for fantasy. They talk about fantasy football and shit like that.
I might, you know what? I might look into it now that I got the free internet on the phone. Nice. I might look into it so I can know Dave's low so these motherfuckers will quit tweeting me.
We work for hip hop site. We supposed to know every fucking rapper live. We supposed to know Sting. We supposed to know Jay-Z.
All of them.
You know what I'm saying? We supposed to know Thekka Jones.
Everybody.
You know, we supposed to know all them niggas, man.
We know Thekka Jones.
We know Thekka Jones. That's the homie.
One of the rappers that actually
some more music, Thekka, man. God damn,
it's
man. He trying to be an actor and shit now, man.
Fuck that shit. Get your ass in the studio, man. We need to hear some more music.
Bro, goddamn, drop us an exclusive mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Something.
God damn. We've tried that exclusive mixtape shit before. It didn't go the way we wanted it to.
It did.
Anyway.
But wait, almost, all right? Go back.
Huh? What happened?
What happens? Fill me in, all right?
You know, I'm just saying that we put up exclusive, well, not exclusive. We were the ones that get the jump on certain mixtapes and didn't get the love. That's all I'm saying.
I guess.
That's all, you know. We ain't gonna out nobody. We keep our shit clean, man. We keep our shit clean. Did we have more music to talk about in this episode?
Did we? Let's see. It was like three.
I guess we can kind of make this a music topic. Uh-huh. I watched Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
Okay.
I watched the first episode. This is apparently the second season of a show I've never heard of. Have you heard anything about Sisterhood of Hip Hop?
Obviously not, and this is season. And I was just like, and I just looked on one of my sites, and I was like, damn, they got this shit on here. So I was like, shout out to Yardie, Mr. World Premiere. He keeps all the Ratchet TV shows on his site. So if you miss Nellyville, Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, come on, man. Nellyville?
Nigga, my daughter watches Nellyville. I don't know how I feel about that, man. Cause she was like, oh, I didn't know Nelly was 40-something. I was just like, nigga, you ain't had no chance with him. What you trying to say? Like, what?
All right, I fucked with Nellyville, man. Props Nellyville, man.
Yeah, my daughter, hey, look, my daughter's like, we got to get back on. Cause she was mad it didn't come on this week, man. She was upset, man.
It's good seeing the rappers the other side of the game, seeing these motherfuckers be parents, T.I., Nelly. I'm with y'all. Y'all got to stop catching records, though, when you're doing these shows. Gotta stop getting arrested.
Hey, look, life happens, man.
Gotta stop getting arrested for drugs. How about that? And guns. Just stop it. You got a TV show. So, yeah, Sisterhood of Hip Hop follows a bunch of female rappers that you don't know about, except maybe Sia and maybe, well, you should know Diamond. Diamond from Cry Mob.
You gotta say Diamond from Cry Mob.
Yeah, you do. And it's sad, right? You do have to say Diamond from Cry Mob. Who lives
in. I think that's actually her name. Every time you see it, it says Diamond from Crime Mob. Like, it's just,
And I feel like she should be a bigger part of this show. Like, they don't really talk about her having albums that sold and being part of a movement that...
She was like one of the first little rappers that came up off the internet shit. Like, you know, like just with the homegrown, you know what I'm saying, got like a deal, like, you know, the song they just made for fun and shit, you know, shit like that. And, you know, like the Soulja Boy era, she was part of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
she don't get no props for that shit. So even on this show, when they're talking about all the these other artists, it seemed like it's her, another chick, Naima maybe, who's looking for a deal. And I forget the other chick's name, who actually has a deal. Brianna or some shit like that. She actually has a deal, but they got it on the shelf. So they're trying to figure that thing out. And then Sia, who's apparently on Tank's music label, who's being shot by T-Pain now. T-Pain is trying to sign her. Anyway, the whole point is that this show, for it to be titled the way it is, and for them to show the commercials the way they do, with Eve showing up on this motherfucker, the Brat was on the first episode, y'all showing female rapper heavyweights, they're not anything to, there's nothing for them to do in the show.
Yes.
There's nothing. I didn't see anybody on this first show except the Brat was on there and T-Pain was on there. And T-Pain is also a legend, by the way. That's what she said. Sia said that T-Pain is a legend in the music.
Look. I mean, that one year, I mean, T-Pain, man, the man, listen.
I fuck with T-Pain. All three of the first albums. It's my shit.
You know, I did a T-Pain review on Nappy Afro one time.
Oh, my God. You did a review?
Yeah, long time ago. And my buddy from down here in Tallahassee read it. He was upset. He was just like, yo, you shit on this album, man.
Which album was it?
Epiphany.
Oh, wow.
So he was upset with me. He was tight. He was just like, he was real tight about that. Like, yo, he was just like, yo, man, you shitting on this album, man. But let's see, is T-Pain a fucking you know?
I don't know if I can call him a legend, because he's got what, 4 albums, 5 albums, 3 of them are good. The other 2 are forgettable.
He got 1 Grammy.
He got 1 Grammy for what? Stripper
Grammys. With Blame It on the Alcohol.
Oh,
The Good Life. He got 1 for that one.
He's actually only got 2 good albums, if I remember right. Oh, it was the first 2. It was like Rapper Turned Singer was his first, and then Epiphany. The rest of that shit, that Stoicville or Stoic, whatever the fuck that mixtape was, that Ring shit, Revolver, all of them were whack.
Yeah, he had an album in 4 years.
That's not about right. Revolver came out like...
Albums. Yeah, he got Rapper Turned Singer, Epiphany, 3 Rings, and Revolver.
Yeah, those last 2 weren't hitting. And he had a mixtape, I don't know if it was a...
People like 3 Rings, man. They're like, yo, nah, the 3 Rings, that was a doubles album or something, right?
Yeah, it was that circus-looking shit.
Yeah, but I think people liked that shit. It was like, what was it, 3 Rings mixtape? It was something. I don't know, but motherfuckers love that shit, man.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that shit. How did it do with sales, though?
Sales-wise,
because I think he's on that Rick Ross. I don't think he has a platinum yet.
What he sold?
But I know Rapper Turned Singer and Epiphany is dope. They're both. I fuck with both of those albums. I fuck with both of them. Sure. Matter of fact, that's ain't that how Akon is able to give electricity to these motherfuckers? It was on his little label or some shit.
700,000 was 3 Rings.
Damn, I'm surprised you stole 700,000. I'm shocked at that one. That's the album that... Yo, good job.
Damn, Epiphany, 819.
Close. We need y'all to go out and buy that album, man. We need to give a platinum. So Rapper Turned Singer got to be closer than that.
Rapper Turned Singer, that's the first one, right?
Yeah, that's his first one.
Let's see. It got to be platinum at least, because niggas were still going platinum back in 04, 05, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's the one that's got Stripper on there. It's got I Love With a Stripper. It's got Sprung. It's got Say It, which is a lot of the underground. That's a stripper club song right there. God damn. Ridge Road was on that one. So that's just got to be close to platinum. It's got to be like 900,000.
Let me see. They don't have the numbers on here.
Oh, that means that it ain't no 900,000. They would have put that number.
Oh, 800,000.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, Fro Nation.
Look, worldwide in the United States. How does that say? How is that possible?
Wait, worldwide and the United States?
No, it says the album has sold over 800,000 copies worldwide in the United States. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make the fucking sense. But yo, Pro Nation, go buy Rapper Turn Sega and Epiphany. This shit needs to pop. Because both of those should be platinum, by the way.
I think T-Pain's okay. He got the all the songwriting songs. He got a producer. He doesn't need
He got a label. You know what I'm saying? He got Illuminati is his label that he's trying to get off the ground. So apparently, he's a legend of some sort, right?
Most successful feature to date was a Flo Rida's debut single, Low, which has been certified 6 times platinum.
God, who the fuck is buying that song?
Hey, people, listen, man. We still gonna have to do that fucking column. Songs white people love by black people. I mean, but because look, Flo Rida's on the list, Chameleonaire's on the list. What's it? Crazy Bones on the list. Little John's on the list.
Ice Cube. White people love Ice Cube.
Who else? Come on, man. More they love. Wiz Khalifa's on the list. Snoop Dogg's on the list.
As I said,
hey, listen, man. I know this is funny, right here. This is random, but you ever, you know, have a white friend and they try to put you onto some rap music, a song they really like, and that shit be garbage as fuck. They be like, "Oh, you don't like this song?" Or they like a song on the album that you skip all the fucking time. They be like, "Shit." You be like, "Yo, I had a homeboy, man. He loved motherfucking what song this that Bun B that draped up and dripped out. He loved that fucking song." I mean, he would listen to that song 20 times back to back.
Nah, man.
I was just like, yo, man, it's not even one of Bun B's good songs, man. Like,
see, I'm saying, they just find somebody and they hold on to it. And
they love it, man. They'd be the most obscure rap songs they love. They'd be like, "Oh, you don't know Lil Bill and Pimp Chill? Oh, man. They got
Lil Bill and Pimp Chill, really?"
Yes, man. I'm telling you, man.
God damn, man. But I think that was the last music topic. If you get a chance, I'm going to watch it again. Sisterhood of Hip Hop. Check it out. I'm sure that later on we'll get to see some of these legends, the female rap legends that are on the show. The Brat was on there, so you know I was already hyped. She didn't really say shit new. She didn't put out no new album. She was just in there drinking. But yeah, check the show out, man. It come on VH1 like all the other ratchet shows do. And let me know what you think about it in the comments if you've seen the show or whatever. I guess since we're talking about TV, we should go ahead and continue TV talk.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones? The fuck is going on, bro?
Man, Stannis went from one of the most respected to the most hated in like 2 weeks' time.
What the fuck happened?
Stannis, man. Stannis, you know, listen to the Red Woman, Red Witch, whatever you want to call her, and she talked him into making his daughter the sacrifice in order for him to win this war, because, you know, and he killed his daughter, man. He sacrificed his daughter. You know,
the only person that was in his corner, man.
Yes, man.
Besides Sir Davos. She teach you how to read, motherfucker? God damn.
Yeah, Sir Davos knew what was going down. That's why he was just like, he knew something was going on. And man, Stannis sent him off, so he like, "I don't even want you to be around, cause you'll try to stop it."
Yeah,
like he knew that Sir Davos would have died for that girl right there, so he was just like, "I can't risk losing you, so I'm sending you off, so you'll do nothing crazy, and I have to fucking kill you too." You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was cold blooded right there, man. Cold blooded.
That was rough, man. I said, "Come on, man!" Like, that whole episode, that really was the moment for me. That and Khaleesi with the dragon shit. That whole coup was dope as fuck. Tyrion got a body.
Listen, man, he's a killer.
He don't fuck around, man. He would grab that dagger. He was like, "Nah, you gonna die, bro. Save no girl." That's what's up. Tyrion, hey, look, my man.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the guy that Khaleesi was supposed to marry, the local nigga, I don't think he did, because he had something to do with that shit.
I don't think he had nothing to do with it. I think her husband's got something to do with it.
Who? Yeah, her husband. That's the one she was supposed to marry.
The dark haired dude now. Well, now he's a dark haired dude.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the local guy, the one that she said, "I'm going to marry you," not the one she screwed.
Yeah, I don't think that he's got anything to do with it.
When he came and sat down, he was like, "Yeah, I was just making sure everything was set up." You know what I'm saying? And then when he got stabbed, they ain't cut his throat or nothing. They just stabbed him in the chest. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
Maybe he had something right there, because, you know, and then they did a little cutscene with Tyrion, looked back at him, you know what I'm saying? So I got to go rewatch that, see if it was any blood coming from anywhere or whatever, because I really think he ain't dead, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just think it was a setup, you know. And, you know, because it was just too many Sons of Harpy there. Like, that was a perfect, like, that was a perfect, like, man, event. He was pushing so hard for the fights in the pits and all that shit.
That's a good fucking point.
Didn't all that shit go down like that? Yes, man. That's why I was just like, you know, something going on, man. And he was just, it was just weird the way that he got stabbed and everything. I like, I don't think he's dead. Like, I think that was all like a little,
yeah, inside. Kind of make it, yeah, make it seem like something.
Get her killed. Yeah, get her killed and all that. And, you know, now, and then, but yo, how Khaleesi just gonna leave everybody like that? She flew off.
Right? The, you got a dragon, nigga.
Like, Khaleesi, you don't leave your people like that, man.
Yeah, that's not how you
do it. It was very white of her. I'm gonna let her know that.
Come on, man. How the fuck you get into a race thing? How did it end up being white?
I mean, Khaleesi, she got white hair. So we just gonna talk about that. It was very white of her. Everybody, she jumped on her dragon and dipped. Like the Sons of Harpy wasn't sitting there just throwing daggers at your dragon. Like, right. It wasn't nothing. Like, so what happened to the rest of the people, man? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's it,
Queen Germ just walked in. Say hello to the nation, Queen Germ.
Hi, nation.
Oh, what's going on, Queen Germ?
Not much.
Playing hooky from work today, people.
Ain't to take my
son
to the skating rink.
Oh yeah. Question. It's all right. Is it skating rink or skating ring? Which one is it?
It's
rink. It depends. Is the floor wooden or is it concrete?
Woo! Good question.
Which one is it? Is it wooden or concrete?
It might be. It's wood.
That's a rink.
That's a rink. Okay.
That's a rink. Yeah, that's, you know.
Because I always wondered that. Because I was like, I hear
everybody say what they want to say.
Yeah, but I'm like, is it rink or ring? I always wondered that.
Only because typically the ones that have the wood have the higher payment to get in.
Uh-huh.
And so they got a little different clientele. You know what I'm talking about? Black folks got ambulance and they show up at the skating rink. That's how we get down. But yeah, man, I don't know about this episode, man. I think you got a point, man. I didn't even think about all this shit before. I just think her husband's shady. Her actual husband.
Shady.
So I feel like he's behind this bullshit. I don't trust him.
Yeah, but then, you know, last episode, that was fucking a thrill ride with all the fucking undead and all that crazy shit, man. Because, man, that was nuts. Like, I mean, it seemed like episode 8 always be the best one. Like,
so was that the Red Wedding episode?
I think the Red Wedding was episode 8, I believe, because it was the episode after that. That wasn't the season finale.
It felt like this was the Red Wedding all over again.
Yes. Like, well, it was between these last two episodes, because you had the big fight in with the Harpy, Sons of Harpy. Then you had the fight of the undead and the White Walkers with the Wildlings and all that shit. That shit was crazy.
The way that ended too was spooky as fuck.
Yes,
and it was just like rose up from the dead. I was like, oh shit, you can't fuck with winter, bruh.
Because they just knew when that motherfucking whatever he was, a white or a White Walker, it's two different ones.
Yeah,
but I think that whatever that little general was, when he seen Jon Snow killed that motherfucker, he was just like, oh shit. Like, oh, okay.
It's like, it's going down.
Yeah.
It's going down. So we got, what, one episode left?
One episode left, man. It's Sunday, man. And it's done. Another
goddamn year.
Yeah, whole another year. And then, but, you know, don't feel bad. You got Orange Is New Black dropping on the 12th.
Yeah, I'm ready for that shit.
Yeah, you know, hopefully it's going to jump the shark this season. I got this absolutely. Might be it.
This is
comical, and it's like, you know, it's nowhere where it was first season. You know,
the husband's not even in this season.
Yeah, and the first season it was more like almost dramatic, and then the second season it got like cartoonish.
Yeah.
So, you know, Gigi Cohan do smoke weed, so be careful, people. You're gonna get.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, True Detective comes back later on this month.
We definitely need to get up on watching some more episodes. I watched an episode of Hannibal.
Okay.
I don't really get it yet, and that's probably the problem with watching the first episode of anything. I should have jumped in the middle somewhere.
No, you always start at the beginning.
But I started at the beginning, and nothing happens in the first episode.
Okay, so you watch the second episode.
I didn't get that far yet. That's why I said I should have jumped in the middle. I know better.
That's all right. That's crazy. I don't know how to spin, but I'm going to jump in 7 feet. It's quite tricky, but ain't 12. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a lot easier to jump into the middle of the season and figure shit out than to jump in the beginning and have to watch 2 episodes to start getting understanding.
Oh my god, but what's the point of watching?
You know, first of all, you're talking to somebody whose seasons don't last anyway. I got 2 seasons in me.
It's all right. You need to watch British shows. They only like 6 episodes. Like the whole season is 6 episodes, man.
But is it gonna get canceled after those 6 episodes?
I don't want to. It might. Look, it might. Cause
yeah. See, I don't need that. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to get caught up in like a fucking, what was it, Alphas. I was into Alphas, and they canceled that shit at the wrong time. Like, why? I can't do it no more. I can't have it happen no more. So I gotta just jump in, catch an episode, and get the fuck out. Did you watch Hannibal?
Not yet. Man.
It's pretty. I guess.
Take it.
Is no, what?
Yeah, because it's got. Is this like pre Hannibal? Is this by Hannibal Lecter? I take it.
From what I saw, didn't have shit to do with Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, okay.
It's like some detective.
Oh, okay.
It's like. I can't quite figure it out. Like, he's a psychopath, and the cops are using him to help figure out murders, but he always pitches the murders as if he did them.
Oh.
So, it's yeah, exactly. It's just really weird. It's really weird. So, like I said, I only seen the one episode of it, and I guess I should watch another one, but I didn't make it that far. I think we're thinking about the other one that comes on TNT that, not Hannibal, but it's him and his mom. The dude is killing people. I can't think of the name of that shit. You know I'm terrible with names.
Bates,
anyway.
Man. Baseball
Till. That's the one I'm thinking of. Damn, Jeremy, you good at this shit. You probably a killer at Pictionary or charades or some shit like that.
I told you, man. I told my wife. Like, my wife has got a fucking PhD. She's book smarter than me, but I'm like, if somebody walked up on us in the street and said, hey, like a little quiz game show, oh, I'm the shit. Like, that's kind of something. I am the fountain of useless information, you know. Fountain. Like, you ask some obscure shit, I'm going to know that shit. But, you know, little book, no, I don't give a fuck. You come ask me, like, how many feet are in a mile? I'm going to say 5,280. Like, why would I know that? But I know. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's the Nation of Islam shit. You 5% of breath?
Nah, man. Not at all, bro.
They be knowing them numbers. Like, have you ever been around one of them motherfuckers and seen them flex?
Yes.
This nigga called one of his people. He was like, yo, what's the distance from the moon to the sun? What's the distance from Mars to the sun? What's the difference from Pluto to Saturn? And he knew all that shit. And then hung up. I don't know, what the fuck are you doing? What kind of shit is that?
You ever seen him get down and do that little squat? Like, nah, build with me, brother. And they get down and do the little squat. And now come down to my level and build with me, bro. I was like, what? Hey, nigga, why do we got a squat? Nigga, like, yo.
Nigga, you stupid, man. Oh, shit.
Hey, them niggas be wild, bro.
You are so fucking stupid. There's a bunch of other bullshit on here. I don't even want to talk about this shit. I did want to ask you this. We got the real nigga quote. Keep it 100. Kept
up pretty grounded up. We got to talk about it.
So, yeah. I need to, and we didn't even talk about the pool party. We didn't even talk about that shit. So, what is the situation with Brittany Griner? I know that they had the domestic violence shit. They both got suspended in like 8 games.
Yes. Both 7 games. Yeah. Brittany Griner, she's a WNBA player. Everybody knows her.
Right.
She's married to another WNBA player named Glory Johnson.
Right.
They were involved into a domestic violence, you know, both of them. They were a couple. And you know what I'm saying? Somebody got their ass beat. Somebody, whatever. They got suspended 7 games.
They're married now, by the way.
Yeah. After the domestic case and everything, they got married. You know, like 29, you know, 20, you know, they got married like less than a month ago.
Right.
Fast forward 28 days, they get the marriage annulled because Brittany was just like, she felt like she was pressured and getting married and everything. Gloria, now she's pregnant.
Not my baby.
Brittany doesn't have a penis. So, you know, and Brittany says she don't know nothing about this pregnancy. This wasn't planned. This wasn't nothing like that. And so, you know, so she like, yo, fuck this shit. Come to find out, Gloria says she's not gay. But you're married to a woman, but you're not gay. You know what I'm saying? And there's rumors going around that Glory's ex-boyfriend is the baby daddy, but nobody knows. But Brittany was on Instagram taking a picture, you know, with the baby bump. So it's like, I don't understand what's going on here. This whole situation is murky. It's fucking crazy. You know, the WNBA need to get that shit together. Like, yeah, this is not a good look for the WNBA.
It's not their fault, though, that they got two wild asses. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers is ratchet out here. They fighting, fucking other people. This is a regular NBA relationship story right here. So that's what y'all want. Y'all want the equality, there you go. You got the domestic violence. You got a baby born out of wedlock. You got a marriage. A marriage is going to be annulled. This is what y'all was hoping for. That's what y'all want. 8 games, though, is like a third of the season over there, right?
Yeah, season, man. 32 games. Like 30 games or whatever.
God Damn.
No.
Hey man, Brittany. You know what? This is completely off topic. It's not even on the outline. I'm only bringing this up because I just saw it before we started recording. So Brittany Griner is one of those players that when she was in college, people were talking about she could make the jump to the league and play with the boys. She was lighting the ass, which is the main reason, but they were talking about her moves. She could play with the boys. You see her play now, and she dunks like 3-4 times a game now. Like, she's dominating the motherfuckers over there. While we both agree that there's probably no chance that she will ever play with the NBA Cats, there's an MMA fighter who is transgender, born a man, went through puberty, now identifies as a woman, who is going to fight a woman in an MMA fight. Are you down with that shit? Is that okay?
No. That's worse than the MMA fighting the soccer mom. Did you see that video?
Nah, I didn't see that shit either.
My God, it's the soccer mom fought an MMA fight. Hey, she knocked the ass out in like 8 seconds. I mean, knocked her ass out. Slumped her like, bop, bop. I was like, oh, shit, why? Who signed up for this? Look, no helmet on or nothing. Like, I was just like, yo, what the? I mean, the woman came out throwing like little weak-ass girl punches.
Yeah.
And I mean, listen, she hit her with a solid right on the button. I'm talking about, bam, dropped it to her knees and hit her again. Boop, took out.
Wow. But it was a chick fighting a chick.
Two chicks fighting each other, but it was like one woman was a train fighter and one woman was a mama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely fucked up. It's definitely fucked up.
You ain't fuck with her kids. She ain't had no rage. Like, what you think? Like, she was just...
It's definitely fucked up. But it's two women fighting, so...
Yeah, but this MMA shit, like, I mean, I don't think that shit fair. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, fuck that shit.
Yeah, that sounds like some bullshit. Who signed up for that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody feeling a little bit too froggy, like, yo, I could take this strong-ass man and have this fight. I don't know, man. This shit, I just thought about that, like I said, because we just saw it. Speaking of fighting, though, this week has been famous for fighting. We had the fight with the McKinney, Texas, again. I need to move out this fucker. McKinney, Texas.
Where's McKinney at? Do you know where it is?
No idea. I'm in Austin. I don't know where shit else is in Texas. Texas is too fucking big for all this shit. All this goddamn
second
news.
State in the
second.
Yeah.
Second to who?
Alaska.
Stop it.
It's all right. Didn't I just tell you I'm the fucking fountain of useless information?
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm saying stop it.
Yes.
This shit. So there was a pool party. Okay. So allegedly this is one of those planned neighborhoods. I think they call it a master plan neighborhood, which is already fucked up, where they essentially build this little community around grocery stores and all this little bullshit, and they get it all buttoned up, and that's what it is. So they have a community pool, and somebody's having a party. I think this was a graduation party, and they tweeted out all the details. So people that weren't residents were coming to the goddamn party because you done tweeted it, bitch.
McKinney is north of Dallas, but go ahead.
North of Dallas, McKinney, Texas. So apparently the way it's set up is that for each guest pass, I think two people could come on a guest pass. Well, they quickly outgrew the two people minimum for the guest pass, and this shit got out of hand. So the way the story goes is that one of the older white women there saw too many black kids and said they need to go back to the Section 8 housing to get up out of the community. And there was a fight between one of the white women and one of the black kids. And a cop tackled a black girl and pulled a gun on some black kid. You've seen the news. None of this shit is new. So the outcry now, what's happened since then, is that the cop resigned. The mother, Black Twitter, this is my winner for the week, quote unquote winner for the week. Black Twitter got the white woman who was caught in a picture fighting the girl fired from her job. They took a picture and found her name, found her employee. She worked for Bank of America or for a division of Bank of America. They suspended her and then fired her this morning. So she's gone. Both of them keep people gone. A principal made a comment endorsing the situation, saying that, yo, the kids were a little bit out of hand. The cop was right to do what he did. He got fired.
Damn.
They fired anybody around it. Black Twitter goes hard in the paint. So what are your thoughts about all this shit with the firings, the situation? Was it handled correctly? Have you seen the video? What are your thoughts on this shit, John?
I saw the video and when I saw in the video, when I first saw the cop just running out of fucking left field, he just ran, he tumbled over, and And it just looked like he was trying to do too much, and the situation was out of control. It looked like the situation wasn't out of control, but the cops looked like he was out of control.
Yeah.
Like, he was just trying to restore order that was not needed. Like, I could see if the kids was fucking out there going crazy, rioting and shit, but motherfucker just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, you know, like, what was the problem? Like, you know, and so, yeah, he came in there a little too gung-ho, and he was out of line. He was severely out of line.
But now... I was just about to propose the other question is that when he was talking to the young girl, he was telling her to get away because she was talking shit. He said, go the fuck home or sit down or some shit. She wasn't obeying his order.
Yeah.
And then he decided to grab her and tell her that she was being arrested, and she wouldn't lay down when he was doing that, so he threw her to the ground. Yeah. Do you think that shit was warranted?
Nah, not at all. She's a girl. Like, you could as easily, come on, man. You ain't have to do all that. You could just put her hands behind her back and, you know, held her there or something like that. You ain't have to throw on the ground like that, man. She's a girl. She's a female. You know what I'm saying? Like, you a man, like, you should be able to handle that situation better than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, come on, dude. Like, that was a little unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? You know, if he was, even if he felt like she was not obeying his orders, he could have just said, hey, put your hands behind your back. You know what I'm saying? Just did that. And waited till a woman officer came over there. Because I thought, man, not supposed to do that. Well, you can't pat him down. That's what.
Yeah, you can't frisk him. But I have to read the laws. You know, don't watch all these internet videos of people telling you what your rights are. Read the shit. Find out for yourself. I don't know that just because a cop is telling you to basically shut up and get away that you have to listen.
Yeah, a cop can't just take shut up. Like, I ain't, if you're out of the way or whatever he was trying to do, you know what I'm saying? You're not in the, you know, in the, what they call it, obstructing.
Yeah, you're not obstructing the justice. I'm not obstructing the law.
Like, I can say what I want to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting on the side. You ain't talking to me. Like, I ain't one of the people running or whatever you think you're doing. I'm just here. Like, hey, what's going on? Hey, man, that person ain't do nothing. You can't tell me to shut up. Like, hey, man, I ain't do nothing. Like, come on, you know. So, yeah, he was like, police, like, you're not the law. I mean, you're here to enforce the law, but the law, you just can't tell me to shut up, you know what I'm saying, for no reason. Like, I mean,
right, and then arrest me because I don't shut up. Like, that just seems like some bullshit that I keep seeing more and more. So when the cop, once he had her on the ground and the other kids came over because he slammed her, and they was like, yo, they was about to stick up for her, he pulled the gun out on the two dudes.
Yeah.
So when he pulled the gun out, even his other cops was like, yo, put that shit away.
Yeah, like,
and he shrugged him off. Like, you saw that shit?
Yeah, he was out of control. That man was out of control. Like, he was caught up in the situation. And he just, you know, like I said, he was too deep in the forest to see the trees, man.
Yeah.
And he was just fucking acting very irrational. And did he resign or he got fired? Which one
was it? He resigned.
Okay, he should have got fired.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? No, you're getting fired. That's going to be on your record. Not no resignation.
Right, because you've seen the way he acts with the people. You got to go, man. You can't be policing the folks and you pulling out guns on teenagers.
I don't want you resurfacing up in Odessa, Texas, or Killeen, Texas,
or
goddamn Austin, Texas. Nowhere. You don't need to be. You need to be off the motherfucking force, my nigga.
But they'll rehire him. He'll get a job somewhere else.
It's somewhere in a small town that, you know, that felt like he got a bad motherfucking shake. I'm like, nah, I'm with you on that one, man. You could have been differently.
This shit is ridiculous, man. And I see that all the time. There was another video. It happened just before we set up for this show. Apparently, I don't know the full story on this shit. And like I said, we're not reporters, so I'm just going to give it to you how I saw it. This guy pulls up alongside a cop car, close enough to where the cop couldn't get out the car. He hops out and starts dancing. They say erratic dancing. He hops back in his car and takes off. So the cops chase him. They box him in. He hops out his car and starts dancing again. And then starts dancing towards a cop in the car. The cop pulls out a gun and shoots him dead because she felt she was threatened. We gotta revisit the idea of threatened to where you can use deadly force for shit. Like, they just, it's open season on people right now. And everybody has a gun nowadays because of these loose ass gun laws, but nobody is defending themselves. It's the cop shooting people or people pursuing other folks and shooting their ass out in the wide open. So I'm tired of seeing this shit, man. I'm tired of seeing this shit.
It's a continuing narrative, so all right.
And for real, it's the same shit. It don't change. You know what I'm saying? Same players, same victims. It's the same shit, man. And I guess until my boy said this shit perfectly. He said until white people decide to speak up, nothing's gonna change.
Yeah.
Like, your silence is getting motherfuckers killed. y'all gotta speak up and say some shit, man. This is getting real fucking stupid.
It's gonna have to happen. You know, they're gonna have to have one of their kids that got black friends to be hanging out with them, and it had to affect them too. Like, they get, you know what I'm saying, and this is a problem. Like, you know, but do cops kill white kids? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. But it's extenuating circumstances for them.
Yeah, like the white kid be on some old, you know what I'm saying, wilding out shit. Like,
he
shot him with a damn sword or some shit. He like, oh, I had to kill him. He had a sword in his hand.
Right.
Like,
but meanwhile, they shooting us with screwdrivers and empty hands.
And cell phones, and, you know.
We get blasted. This shit is getting out of hand.
That's on the Skittles, you know what I'm saying?
Right, you fucking don't buy those goddamn soda or tea and Skittles, nigga. We might shoot you too. Don't wear a hoodie, you might get shot. Don't fucking walk in front of a car, you get shot. No, like, this shit is out of hand. But anyway, man, we had an interesting Keep It 100 this week, right?
Yes, man. It was reader submitted, man. And, you know what I'm saying? Fucking awesome. You know what I'm saying, people? This is what happens when you fucking send in shit to Nappy Afro. It gets read on the fucking show. This was sent in from Big Frank.
You know what's up, Big Frank?
Big Frank, welcome. Welcome to you about to be popular, Big Frank. This is, I'm reading it verbatim. So, you know, this is coming from him. He says, long time listener. He said, what's good, Nappy Afro? People, it's lowercase n, and Nappy Afro is one fucking word. But let me stop. Thank you for writing. Long time listener, first time caller. Because I've been dating this girl for a hot second. She's a white girl. He's in my first. But it's going good. I recently went to her family's house and met her fam. It wasn't as bad as I thought. She even took me to her old bedroom so I could see how she grew up. What? Let me tell you up front that my lady has a high sex drive. So out of nowhere, she took me to the upstairs bathroom while the rest of her family is downstairs. Her mom, dad, sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, grandpappy, all of them downstairs, and she starts to dome me up. Whoa. Thought it was just going to be a taste, but she starts going to town on the D after a few minutes.
In the house with the folks.
Downstairs. That probably was a rush to her, man. Like, you know, man. You know how Caucasoid brothers, they love fucking the thrill of just exciting shit. Like, you know, wow, jumping out of fucking planes and, you know, skiing down mountains that barely have snow on them. You know, shit like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, and, my bad.
And so she starts going to town on the D after a few minutes. I can't take it, and she tells me to bust on her face. Like a real white bitch should. Wow. You know what I'm saying? As I grab my shit and start busting, her father walks in. He said, bitch didn't lock the door. So I'm standing there jacking off on this dude's daughter, and we lock eyes. He's seeing your vinegar stroke. Yes, man.
You say, wait, you say vinegar strokes?
Yes.
Damn, I missed that show.
Yes, man. I just pull up my pants and run downstairs and leave. Was that the move, or did I keep it 100?
Wait, so you buzzed off on this chick face with the father watching, and you made it out the house alive?
Listen, I mean, look, okay, first of all, did you keep it 100? I'm going to say yes and no. No, because you left. If you would have kept 100, you should have stayed there and kept looking at father the whole time, eating his good old dinner and drinking his expensive sodas and, you know, eating up all the cheese and all the shit they have, you know, white households, the green bean casseroles and all the scones and all that shit. You should have just been eating that while you're looking at him. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you never know. He might know his daddy, his daughter was old. He was like, hey, honey, don't forget to wash your face off because, you know, grandma's downstairs and, you know, she loves giving me kisses and stuff like that. Who knows? I wouldn't have left. I would have stayed there. If I was keeping 100.
But you, how did he make it out of the house alive?
You busted. Did he say his face was white?
God damn, John. You are killing our white listeners this week.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, be honest.
Yeah, but they whoop asses. Especially if your black ass is fucking with their white daughter.
But they know. But look, they know.
Man, you made out the house. But then you busted a nut looking in a man's eyes.
Yo, that took like fucking gall, nigga. Like, damn.
That means, you just looking at the daddy face like... Nah,
he's just sitting just like, did you hit her with a nice three roper? I mean, come on. This is like, did you? You should have rubbed it in too while you're looking at him. Like, yeah. I mean, no. He ain't washing his feet off of nothing, Big Frank. You know what I'm saying? You know, come on, Big
Why
Frank.
Why is he worried about washing his feet off? He got the fucking father there and the bitch is sitting there humiliated.
She wanted to get caught. She ain't locked the door for a reason. She brought a black man home, sucked his dick in the house with the door unlocked. She was trying to make him, she was trying to set a mess for him, man.
I want to see Big Frank write us back, call us back. Let us know if y'all still in a relationship. That's what I want to know. What happened next?
Oh, I just got a text message from one of our live listeners. He live. Said, what the white girl look like?
That's now that play that definitely plays into the keyboard.
Was she a homely looking white girl? Or was she a white girl like she go to Ole Miss?
Stop
or something like that.
Stop it, man.
Was she a liberal arts school? Like, you know, she went to like fucking William and Mary. She got underarm hair or some shit like that.
Wow. Wow. So you think that plays into it if he kept
going? Arizona State white girl. Like, what kind of white girl was it, Big Frank? We want to know.
We got questions, Big Frank. We just we got questions, man.
White girl to listen to rap music and talk with the urban slang? Or, I mean, which one was it, man?
God damn. We need to know, Frank. So hit us back up, man. Let us know. I got a part two. I guess if that's Keep It 100, I got to know some real nigga quote, real nigga advice on this. Zoe Saldana got married recently. And her husband took her name. Right. So allegedly when this shit happened, she was just interviewed about it. She was saying that, yo, like, you know that people are gonna come at you for this shit. And he was like, he don't care, and yada yada yada. So he took her name. What are your thoughts on this shit? Guys taking the female's name.
It's all right, man. That's just it's back assward, man. Like, you just I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Like, I mean, just be like, yo, man, but I can understand if you just a regular nigga and you married to a superstar woman, you know, like, yo, you ain't got to take my last name. Fuck it. But I'm not taking your last name. I'm not changing my last name. Like, you, for acting purposes, nah. I mean, but fuck that. You still going to change your last name. But for acting purposes, you can still be Zoe, whatever your last name is. You ain't got to be Zoe Saldana Johnson, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, or Jenkins, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But still, come on.
God damn. I don't like this. It was different to me. Like, I don't think that my wife and I really had. Matter of fact, we did have a discussion before we got married. And I thought my wife's last name was dope. So I was like, shit, you gonna change your last name to my shit? I don't like my last name. I don't like my first name either, but that has nothing to do with shit. I was like, you gonna change your name? Like, shit, I'm not offended if you keep your shit. I wasn't concerned with that. So the idea of a guy. I never thought of taking her name, though, legit. Like, that's very weird to me. I don't know that it's wrong. It's just weird. If it was, let's say if it was Jill Scott.
Nope.
You wouldn't do it. What if it was Oprah?
Nope.
You still keeping your last name.
Listen, if Oprah promised me half for a fortune, maybe.
Would you sign a prenup with Oprah?
Fuck no.
So if Oprah says she want to marry you, first of all, if she proposed, are you taking it? Are you accepting?
If she proposed me, yes, I accept.
You'll accept?
Yes.
So then, would you sign a prenup if she said, no, I want to get married?
I love you. I'm like, I love you. I'm not, no, I'm going to be with you till you dead. Like, nah, no prenup needed. Like, I'm never going to leave you.
And she said that's the only way to get married is if you sign this prenup.
I'm saying, we baby, why? I was like, why?
You ain't gonna say no. You just gonna keep asking questions.
Yeah, I'm just like, man, I love you. Like, well, why get all this messiness? Like, I'm not after your money. I'm after your love. I'll be like, I'll be out. That's the only thing I'm gonna be guilty of trying to take from you is your love. You know.
This shit is hilarious.
Like, fuck what Gail's saying. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, I would definitely. Gail would have to be included in the prenup. Like, yeah. You want me? If I can't get no money, I need to be able to fuck you and Gail at the same time.
I'm saying, no, Gail, just, I'm saying, yo, if I got a prenup, Gail got to go the fuck away. Like, you, like, this is the stuff we going to have. If I got to sign a prenup, Gail has to leave the country. Like, you can't, like, no more Gail.
At all. You know that's her best friend? You need Gail around.
Like, I'm your new best friend. Like,
nah, you need Gail around. Sometimes Oprah going to get on your fucking nerves.
Oprah, we got a jet. We fly anywhere we want to. We never going to get on each other's nerves.
So you just let her lead the country, huh?
Yes.
This nigga Jerm, boy. That's why you for the people, man. That's why you for the people. You got your keep 100, your shout outs and all that shit for the viewers right to show up.
Man, my winners and losers, all right.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
All right, my winner this week is Matthew Dellavedova. Like I said earlier, we said you're having the best week ever. You motherfucking are. You're keeping Steph Curry in check. You're helping LeBron out. You even managed to make a couple shots the other night. Hey, you're giving LeBron all the help he needed. And you helped the Cleveland Cavaliers get a 2-1 lead in the finals. A finals where they lost game one and Kyrie Irving and everybody in America, mostly everybody in America, counted them out. I sat there and listened to the little prognosticators on ESPN say, oh, I don't see the Cavs winning more than a game. And that's out of respect for LeBron. There's no way, you know, the Warriors are going to lose. Yeah, Kyrie's gone, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. And what do you know? Cleveland's up 2-1 with one more game at home. With a possibility to go up tonight, possibility to go up 3-1 going back to Oakland. Come on, man.
God damn.
Hell of a dope, my winner.
That shit, hey, that's scary as fuck. So, I don't mean to jump in on your shit real quick. But we did an episode, two episodes ago, we were talking about Jordan and LeBron. And we both said that LeBron was the man.
Yeah.
You've since recanted your statement.
I still said LeBron number two. He jumped Kobe. Kobe number three, LeBron number two.
Even though LeBron don't have the rings as Kobe and Jordan. What's stopping him? He don't have the same rings as Kobe and Jordan.
Nah, look, LeBron, if he gets two more rings, I'll put him over Jordan. All LeBron got to do is get four rings, get over Jordan, because he's going to have Jordan on other, like, all-around stats. He's going to be like, boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that keeps Jordan in the conversation is the six titles, you know, six in the finals. That's what keeps, that's the only, like, the Jordan fans, like, I'm a Jordan fan. That was our ultimate motherfucking comeback. But, like, Jordan got six rings, though. He's 6-0 in the finals, never lost. You know, that's the only thing they're saying. So, you know, LeBron losing in the finals really hurt him. You know what I'm saying? So if he win this year, he'd be 3-3. If he lose, he'd be 2-4. And that would be like, he'll never be able to be better than Jordan if he loses his finals, man. You know what I'm saying? So in a lot of people's eyes. So that's what he really needs, to win this one and another one to jump Jordan.
Do you think that if you were to put LeBron on Jordan's teams, he would have had those, he would have the same amount of rings?
Fuck yeah. He would have been a better Pippen. Like, LeBron don't want to score 40 points. He don't. LeBron rather score 25, 11 assists, 13 rebounds. That's what he rather do. He don't like scoring a lot of points. He really hates that. Yeah. He don't like taking a lot of shots. He don't. And so, yes, Michael Jordan would have loved. So when Michael Jordan said that shit, he would have rather played with Kobe than LeBron. Man, stop it, Jordan. You stop it, Jordan. You know why you rather play with Kobe? Because you probably could beat Kobe up. You couldn't beat up LeBron. We all know Michael Jordan like beating up his teammates, as Steve Kerr. You know what I'm saying?
Jordan Kobe would have never gotten along.
They would have gotten along because Jordan would have, look, he would have beat his ass. Kobe did get beat up by Chris Childs. Let's not forget that.
That's true. He did. But he also snitched. And I can only imagine what kind of debauchery Jordan got into that Kobe would have been telling on.
No, that's what I'm saying. Listen. Kobe, man, I've heard stories about Michael Jordan, some good, some bad. But some of the good stories, man, like, I was watching some little video the other day, and they were talking about how when the 97 finals, or it might have been 98, when they was going to Utah for game six.
The push-off.
Yeah. And they said Michael Jordan said the motherfucker only packed one. He's only brought one change of clothes. He said, if anybody don't believe we're going to win this game, get off right now. He said,
God damn.
And then he got on the plane with one bag. They was like, damn, that's all you bring me? He's like, on the pack for one day. We ain't gonna be here. He said, we gonna go in and win, come back home. He was like,
now that's some gangster shit.
Yeah.
That's some gangster shit.
My loser.
Yeah, go for your
loser. Man, my loser this week is ESPN and the ESPYs.
Why? What'd they do?
They gave Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner the Courage Award. The Arthur Ashe Courage Award this year. They're awarding that to him at this year's ESPYs for being courageous. And I don't know what he did besides win some gold medals 40 fucking years ago. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? What have you been doing? Like, I mean, courageous would have been doing it 40 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Not now that you're not even, you're so far removed from sports. Why did you win this award? Like, somebody else in sports could have got this award. I mean, you know, so... You know, that's my only problem with it. He's too far.
You said it's not a sports-related thing.
Nah, it's more like, you know, it's the it thing to do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's the it thing to do rather than it being sports-related. Like, he's not... When the last time you thought of Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner? Sports, like, when? Like, I mean, nothing. Yeah. So, you know.
I hear you on that. That makes sense. It's not a sports movie. But you don't deny the courage of the situation, right?
No, I'm not denying the courage. I said my problem is ESPN and ESPN for doing it like hit who he is. That, I mean, what he's going through. Nah, that's not. I'm not saying that's not courageous, because to get on TV and, you know, go national with it, like, that's something he could have done in the privacy of his own home and nobody would have fucking known. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have just been living his life somewhere else and nobody known, but he chose to be in front of cameras and do that. So, yes, I guess that takes courage. But ESPN, find somebody that's closer to us. Like, last year, like, if you look at the last couple of the courage winners, I mean, you had Stuart Scott, you know, it's the Arthur Ashe Award, man. Like, I just don't get it. Like, you
know. Nah, I'm with you on that. That makes sense. Winners and losers this week. Dellavedova is definitely, like, the top winner. I think LeBron is a very, very, very close second. I think we're starting to see, in my opinion, that LeBron still should have got MVP this season. I understand what Curry did, but LeBron is showing you he's averaging 41-12-8. 41-12-8 with some motherfuckers that wouldn't play on other teams. Now, granted, you got some people like Mike Miller's out there and who's not getting much tick. Mike Miller's averaging like 3 minutes a game. This nigga's irrelevant right now. He's doing some amazing shit right now. That's all I'm saying. So LeBron is my winner this week. My loser this week is Ann Coulter. Again, this bitch. Somebody need to shut her the fuck up. Her latest statement that I heard, she's doing an interview, and she's talking about the immigration and integration of other races into this melting pot we call America. And so she says, if you don't want to be killed by ISIS, you don't go to Syria. If you don't want to be killed by a Mexican, I don't know what to tell you. I said, holy shit. She said this shit to a Mexican dude that was interviewing her. Like, holy shit. And so he was like, are you trying to say? And she's like, look, some cultures are just predisposed to violence and inhumane things. And our culture isn't one of them. But we keep letting these people in. All you have to do is look at their culture and see what it is. And there's nothing you can do about it. There's nowhere you can hide. Wow. What a bitch. I can't believe she said that shit. I'm like, are you serious right now?
Full troll mode.
Complete. I mean, her whole life is on full troll mode. Didn't she fuck 50 Cent or some shit?
No, that was Chelsea Handler.
Oh, yeah, that was the other whack bitch. My bad. Yeah, this shit is terrible, man. Ann Coulter, man. Please. Shut the fuck up, man. You're definitely my loser this week. God damn. Go ahead and give your shout out for us. We can get the fuck up.
And shout out to the nation. Shout out to Ash Dash Soul. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to Saul Wright. Shout out to Blue. Easy. Dub. Fucking crazy ass Dub and his fucking bath gel washing ass. My nigga. Man, you know, shout out to everybody to fuck with us, man. Y'all know who y'all is.
Hey, man, that's what we do, man. This has been another episode of the Frocast with Saul Wright and King Germ. If you want to call, leave us a drop. We would definitely appreciate it. You can go ahead and give us a call at 347-201-2572. That's 347-201-2572. Leave us a drop. Leave us a message. Let us know what you thought about the show. If you got anything else you want to talk about, something you want to hear us talk about next week, let us know. You can follow us on all social media. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. We're everywhere. You know what I'm saying? If it's got a social media page, we got one. We got YouTube. We got all that shit, man. So just follow us, fuck with us, and we will holler at y'all in the next episode of the Frocast. We out. Saul Wright, King Germ, NappyAfro.com, lowercase n, all one word. Get it right, you bitches. We out. Peace.
Only 5,000 G.
Why the fuck did people even say that shit then?
I don't know, boy.
That shit was so stupid.
I'm Audi 5,000.
Or one love. The fuck are you talking about, man? Hip hop used to be corny as fuck, bruh.
Man.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Tickle. Giving a shout out to my people, nappyafro.com.